President Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill, well, it survived a key hurdle in the House of Representatives Sunday night. Lawmakers on the House Budget Committee, they came back to Washington Sunday night to vote again on the bill. Four Republicans, including our very own Congressman Ralph Norman, voting present. He joins us here on Palmetto Mornings from Washington, D.C. And good morning to you once again, Congressman.
Good morning, Lucas. I'm so glad to be with you.
So, Congressman Norman, you voted again, y'all voted again last night on the committee. You voted present. What does that mean? Why didn't you vote yay or nay?
Well, a couple of things. Initially, I voted to no on the bill to make some changes. Now, what were those changes? Work requirements. And making sure that if you get a government paycheck on Medicaid, you have to go to work. And it's only 20 hours, but we got that. We had to fight for that. Stopping illegals from getting a government paycheck. We had to fight for that. Now, we got that late Sunday, late Sunday night, and passed it. By voting the way we did, the bill progresses. Now, we've got a lot more work to do, Lucas, and not a lot more changes. A lot of people thought, well, on the first vote that I killed the whole bill, we weren't getting our tax cuts. That's just not the case. We were willing to delay it to get these base changes. Now, granted, it's a low bar. If you interview most Americans, and not just South Carolina, but all over, those hardworking Americans who own a business, who go to work, they would say they do not want their taxes going to people who choose not to work. And so that's what we're fighting for. All we did by saying present is, yes, we'll move the bill forward, but between now and Wednesday, we want some real cuts, mainly on these IRA tax credits that were given to electric car manufacturers, a host of things that, we just don't have the money. We've been downgraded three times. Now, that's what we're going to be fighting for, and we're going to hopefully meet with President Trump today and get his help to move those people along. What we got in this bill was good. It's basic, but it's a low bar. The financial health of this country is utmost in my mind, and we can't keep running deficits and spending more than we make. And that's what this whole thing's about, and that's what we'll be fighting for up until Wednesday.
Between now and Wednesday, Congressman, what do you want to see changed in this bill that would make you happy and make you vote yes?
Well, Medicaid is the cancer in the country. It increased 51%. It's now a $1 trillion expense. So what we would like to see is a stricter Medicaid, bar for those who receive it. Right now, and Obama and Biden with the illegals, they pretty much put everybody or allowed everybody to get a government paycheck. If the state put in a dollar, they got $9. And we're going to try to tighten up Medicaid so that, and it's through the FMAP, which is the amount of reimbursement the federal government has. That's what we're going to be fighting for, along with the IRA subsidies. I mean, we made some headway in not allowing companies to get, 5 years, 8 years to get, federal assistance that they don't need. We got it to 3 years, and we're just going to try to make it better. Now, I think we will get there, but it's just going to take a lot of work. It's never, once you give people something, it's just hard to take it away. But now's the time to do it because our country is in a perilous financial situation. And again, it's very simple. You cannot spend more than you make, and that's what we're going to try to get in this when this bill comes up before us Wednesday.
Congressman Norman, tell people when you keep saying, it's going to take a lot of work, what does that mean? What does the work mean?
Work means you've got moderates, Ashley, who won't cut anything. I mean, we keep hearing the SALT provisions, state and local tax deductions. They want to, and you're talking about a rich man's tax. We had the base set at $10,000 per household. But for that person who owns five houses, to be able to deduct all the interest and all the tax charges against your income, that's just wrong. We want to keep it at $10,000. If it goes to $30,000 cap, then we need to get some offset because that's got a cost to the federal government for the income. That's one of the things. But, you know, again, not spending more than you make, we're having to fight for every little inch. And I hope we'll get there. That's just one example. Those who take advantage of the tax credits that Obama and Biden put in place, the wind and solar panels, why should they deserve a tax break? We need nuclear. We need, you know, we need to shorten the process to get that rolling. So it's a, it's just a constant battle. I'm willing to have it, and I was willing to delay it the first time. It was a right vote, and this time we got it across the finish line. Let's see how we can improve it. It's going to take President Trump, though, to get involved, but I think we can.
Well, Democrats voted against the bill. So with that being said, Congress, you kind of alluded to it just a moment ago. Republicans control the House, the White House, and the Senate. Some might say you're so close to getting this ball over into the to make a touchdown, but you might fumble it right now. And then, of course, if Democrats gain any control of the Senate or the House in 2026, you know, you're not going to have any legislation pushed through. How do you respond to that?
I agree with that, but we're not going to fumble it. We're going to do the best we can. We're going to push as hard as we can push to make substantive changes to stop the cancer in the country, which is overspending. You know, by taking two aspirin, that doesn't cure it. What we've done is more than that. But, you know, we've been downgraded three times, Lucas, and you just can't keep going down that path. I think we will get it across the finish line. I think we'll get the tax cuts. But it's my job to do the best, you know, that we can do. And it's just, it amazes me a lot of the people in the country, the minute you have four or five people that said, I've got to keep my tax break, I've got to keep getting this government subsidy, the answer is simple. No, you don't. Not with what we have going through now. And the Democrats are going to say, you're going to hear a litany of, they're cutting Social Security, they're cutting Medicaid. No, we can't cut Social Security anyway because it's the people's money, but are we cutting those who choose to sit home and eat Cheetos on the couch and get a government paycheck when they could be working? If you call that a cut, okay, we're cutting healthy Americans who choose that. We're cutting their check. Illegals, should they be getting a paycheck? Absolutely not. If you call that a cut, then we're cutting them out. I'll gladly admit to that. But it should be done. They never should be on the rolls anyway. And guess what the work requirements have? 20 hours a week. You talk to anybody that runs a business, runs that hair salon, that runs that plumbing business, 20 hours a week? They work 80 and 90 hours a week. So it's a low bar, but we're moving in the right direction. And the good news this morning, I would say, is we're on the right path. Could it be a lot better? Yes, and we're going to fight to get it better.
Well, it's part of negotiations for sure. We'll continue to watch it play out from right here in South Carolina. Again, that's 5th District Congressman Ralph Norman. Norman, we appreciate your time, sir. Thanks so much. Get some rest.
Thank you.
thank y'all. See you.